Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Urgent pleas 2 weeks after a toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
The biggest thing is the kids, obviously, getting breathing that stuff in, not knowing if it's in the air, not knowing if it's in the water.
For the first time, the rail company at the center of the disaster has responded. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri reports.
On a visit to East Palestine, EPA Administrator Michael Regan vowed to hold rail operator Norfolk Southern accountable.
Let me be clear. EPA will exercise our oversight and our enforcement authority under the law.
The railway says it's removing contaminants from the ground and streams and offering more residents financial aid.
President Biden has addressed those three UFOs shot down over the U.S. and Canada last weekend.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies.
He says they were probably weather or scientific research balloons with no connection to the Chinese spy balloon taken out by fighter jets off South Carolina almost 3 weeks ago. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has checked himself into Walter Reed Army Medical Center to be treated for clinical depression. The freshman Democrat's been struggling with the effects of a stroke he suffered last spring. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
The American Stroke Association says post-stroke depression is common, affecting about a third of stroke survivors. Several senators tell me they hope that Fetterman's disclosure reduces some of the stigma around mental health, though, so that others can get the help they need.
Fetterman spent 2 days in the hospital last week after feeling lightheaded. The same weather system that spawned suspected tornadoes across northern Mississippi dumped snow on southern Wisconsin and parts of Iowa. A seasonal first for this man.
I've been in Texas all winter working, so I haven't really drove much in the snow this year. This is my really first snowstorm driving for the winter.
A small fire in an electrical panel triggered a travel nightmare for passengers at JFK in New York.
I'm still going to have a good vacation. I'm not going to let it get me down.
We'll get a hotel if we have to stay overnight and figure it out.
Terminal 1 was closed to air traffic, and the shutdown was expected to last for 24 hours. Passengers had to be bused to different terminals and airports to catch flights. An all-star catcher and baseball Hall of Fame broadcaster has died.
I'm going to take you back to a night, the first game of the World Series, 1988.
Tim McCarver won two World Series titles with the Cardinals in the 1960s. He was one of few players to play in the majors in four different decades before he retired in 1980 and became a TV analyst for a record 24 World Series. Tim McCarver was 81. The Hall of Fame says he died of heart failure. S&P futures down 24. This is CBS News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Matt Simon. He's a science journalist with Wired Magazine and the author of the new book, A Poison Like No Other, How Microplastics Corrupted Our Planet and Our Bodies. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Matt Simon, M.R. Matt Simon, spelled just like it sounds, and at Wired, of course. And Matt, welcome to the program. First of all, let's start with microplastics, you know, the topic of your book. Can you define terms for us and tell us why this should be a concern?
Sure. The agreed upon definition in the scientific community is microplastics are these little tiny bits that get below 5 millimeters. And that is about the width of a pencil eraser. So we're talking about plastics that you can still see with the naked eye, but they, of course, get much, much smaller. There are now studies on nanoplastics, which are even scarier because they are down at the micron scale, which is a millionth of a meter. So we know about plastic bags and plastic bottles. These are the macroplastics. Microplastics are these much smaller fragments that can get into lots of different organisms. And in the case of the nanoplastics, into individual cells. That's how small these things are.
Now, I read an article a couple of weeks ago in one of the science publications about how bottled water, just a bottle of bottled water or soda pop, you know, in a plastic bottle, can have, you know, typically around 3,000 or 4,000, but very often over 10,000 individual nanoplastic particles, these super small plastic particles that can get into your body and like you said, even infiltrate your individual cells. Do those numbers comport with your research? And B, what's the significance of that? Why should people worry about this or be concerned about it? Or why should we do anything about it?
Right. Yeah. So I talk in the book about how basically any estimate, any quantification that you see of microplastics, be it in soda or in water or in food, is most likely a severe underestimate because it is very difficult to quantify nanoplastics. It's very expensive to do so. So not a lot of labs have that technology. So we have to consider not only the microplastics, which are a little bit easier to detect in something like soda, but these much, much smaller particles. These are obviously on the size that can very easily get into our bodies. That is largely not through liquids like soda and water, though there are some in that, or in foods, but inhalation is probably actually the biggest route of microplastics into our own bodies. By one scientist's calculation, we are inhaling something like 7,000 particles a day, and probably more, again, because it's harder to find these much smaller bits, and these much smaller bits are actually much more common in the indoor air in particular.
Wow. So, we're hearing reports that girls are hitting puberty 2 years, and boys too, but, it's more frequently measured around girls. Because of menstruation, that they're hitting puberty 2-3 years earlier than they were just 30-40 years ago, and there's a lot of speculation this might have something to do with some of the plasticizers, these hormone imitating chemicals that are added that are part of plastic, that are used in plastic, particularly flexible plastics. Is that a concern? Is that the major concern? What about, the gender bending stuff? What about cancer?
That is the major concern. That is a group of chemicals known as endocrine disrupting chemicals, a broad range of these chemicals, many of which are in plastics that make the hormone system generally go haywire. So you get things like increased rates of diabetes, obesity, also lots of different cancers. So the issue with these EDCs is that any plastic, its backbone is just carbon. And what's added to that carbon to give it plastics properties like toughness and rigidity, stretchability, that sort of thing, are these additional chemicals that we know to be endocrine disrupting chemicals. The question now is parsing, well, how much of a factor is microplastics versus the other routes that we have these EDCs getting into our body? So we can quantify how much we're mostly inhaling. We don't yet know how much microplastic is going to be too much microplastic to get in our bodies. But the way that these EDCs work is nefarious. They actually have very high toxicity at very low levels, which is unlike a lot of other poisons where you think you get a lot of it, you get more poisonous effects. You certainly get that with EDCs, but they also have this weird curve where at medium levels, they're not so dangerous. But at the very low levels, perhaps what we're getting inhaling from microplastics and nanoplastics, they can have very severe effects.
Is this why we're seeing human fertility drop all around the world?
That is one of the avenues that this could be, is that plastics, unfortunately, we just don't really know what's in them. Plastics companies aren't required to put an ingredient label on a bottle, for instance. So what chemists have to do is reverse engineer them, and they found that there are at least 10,500 different chemicals used in plastics. A quarter of those are considered to be of concern, meaning they're either outright toxic or they have effects like they're highly persistent in the body or the environment. So we now have to figure out, well, by God, we have had increasing rates of a lot of different kinds of cancers, a lot of these other kinds of disorders. The trick is going to be, again, separating the contribution of microplastics and maybe macroplastics that have leached chemicals into things like sodas from other sources of EDCs in the environment. That's, I think, in the next probably 5 to 10 years, we'll get better studies on that. But for now, we know that it's not good to have microplastics in our body. It's just how bad is it going to be?
We're talking to Matt Simon, the science journalist with Wired Magazine and author of the new book, A Poison Like No Other, How Microplastics Corrupted Our Planet and Our Bodies. Matt, the Ohio train derailment is in the news right now, and my understanding is that many of the chemicals that were being carried by that train were precursor chemicals used in the manufacturing of plastics. Is that the case? And if so, what does that mean for the community? And generally, how does that contribute to the toxicity of plastics?
It's extremely concerning because the primary chemical here is vinyl chloride. Vinyl chloride is what goes into the polymer PVC, polyvinyl chloride. It's a very common polymer. It is also happens to be one of the polymers that has the most research on toxic effects, especially for people who are working with PVC and inhaling PVC dust. There's detrimental effects for those folks. We know that vinyl chloride is for sure a carcinogen. It is not good to be getting this stuff in your body, not good to be burning it and putting it into the atmosphere. And I think this really lays bare the problem with plastics, is that we get a bottle or a bag and a product and we think that it just was kind of magically put together. But in fact, to produce these plastics, they're shipping these precursor chemicals all across the United States, all across the world, where they're then cobbled together into plastics. And another interesting thing to think about is that there's these things called nurdles, these little tiny lentil-sized pieces of plastic that are melted down into products like bottles and bags. Those are also shipped by train and by boat and spill into the environment in truly astonishing numbers. It's essentially because plastics made of oils, oil and gas, it's essentially an oil spill, but these things can travel much farther. So beyond what we're seeing in Ohio right now, we have this massive supply chains that are supplying the world with way too much plastic that is only going to get worse. We're going to get even more of these leakages and disasters, because by 2050, there's one projection that plastics production is going to triple. We just cannot allow that to happen.
Now, in Europe, they have the precautionary principle with regard to chemicals that can be put into the environment. Here in the United States, we have the libertarian principle, which is that when something starts killing people, then we pay attention to it. Is Europe dealing with plastics differently than the United States, or has there just been this assumption for so many decades that this miracle stuff, you know, that came out of the, in large part out of the 50s and 60s, is so benign that no need to do anything?
That's how it was pitched to us, right? Plastics, oh, don't worry about it. It actually makes food safer, right? Mm-hmm. What was happening all along was that they were leaching chemicals into our food and breaking into microplastics since production began in earnest in the 1940s, really taking off after World War II. Europe is way farther ahead on this than we are in the United States, in particular with research. So there's a lot more money flowing into microplastic and nanoplastic research in Europe because their government and universities are not captured by fossil fuel interests in large part, but they're also making a lot more progress on banning single-use plastic. France has an ordinance in place that by 2025, all washing machines need to come in with built-in filters. That is a massive source of microfibers into the environment. Washing our clothes, millions of fibers that are made out of plastic, if it's polyester or nylon, are washing out into the ocean. Put those filters in, that would help. So they're making much more progress over there. But yes, as you say in the United States, it's like, let's see how this kills people, and then we'll maybe address it then.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty tragic. What do you do, and what do you recommend people do to reduce your exposure to microplastics and nanoplastics?
I want to be clear, first of all, and say that this is not your fault as a consumer that the microplastic problem has
become especially if you're inhaling.
So awful. You know? Yeah, right. Like, we didn't ask for this, right? So it's like, this is a function of capitalism. This is companies saving money by packaging things in plastic. It's lighter to ship. They save on fuel costs that way. It's very simple for them. But that is now a giant experiment done on our bodies. What I try to do is obviously just use as little plastic as possible, just buy less of it, vacuuming a lot. There's just so much microplastic in indoor air that's settling on the floor. That can help. You can get aftermarket filters for your washing machines. Those help. But at the end of the day, I do not want us to feel guilty about this as individuals. And I want us to feel angry about this because this has been forced upon us by corporations that were profiteering. And it is their responsibility to clean up this mess.
Matt,
they should be paying for mitigation measures.
Yeah, we have 30 seconds, so we hit a break here. I can't stop. Are there any legislators who are taking this on? Do we have any champions in Congress?
We do. Merkley is actually making some progress on plastics. Yeah. Yeah. So we hopefully get some progress there. California is doing some good stuff banning single-use plastics. So it might start at the state level, hopefully work its way up to the national level. But again, we're captured by fossil fuel interests that can be very difficult to get through.
Right. Because plastics are made out of fossil fuels. So surprise, surprise. Matt Simon, his new book, I Poison Like No Other, How Microplastics Corrupted Our Planet and Our Bodies. You can read his writings also over at Wired Magazine. Matt, thanks so much for dropping by. Great talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
I very much appreciate the work you're doing. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Floridians are starting to wake up to Ron DeSantis' failure to actually govern the state. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed one in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
You know, these are crazy, stressful times. So what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including the top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's delivered right to your door. You don't need a prescription, but this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and deliver a level of chill that you never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD, and it's only available from CB Distillery, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. Bottom line for Louise and me is that we can use a little peace and calm in our lives, so Unwind Synergy is for us and you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. And at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. Again, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's a little long. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. And Ron DeSantis, well, the headline actually at the Miami Herald, the Miami Herald is calling him out, which is like, I think, really good news, right? The headline, DeSantis is a master of distraction. When is Florida's governor actually going to govern? And, you know, they point out that, you know, now he's pissed off with the College Board, right? You know, how dare you have African-American studies? Now the government is making barely veiled threats that he's going to end all advanced placement courses in Florida altogether, which is, you know, just going to devastate a lot of high school students who are trying to get into good colleges. But hey, it's Florida, you know, it's DeSantis land. You know, and this op-ed, this is a fascinating line. It says, if you like DeSantis as a leader, you're probably happy with his most recent strongman imitation. If you despise him, you're probably seeing red. In either case, you are doing exactly what he wants. You're distracted from thinking about all the stuff that he's not doing, like, say, governing. DeSantis, like Donald Trump before him, is practicing the dark art of manipulating our attention, throwing bombs to keep us riveted, even as other far less sexy state problems remain unfixed, like property insurance. This is a real crisis in Florida, by the way, right now. Property insurance prices are through the roof, you know, in home insurance, in large part because of hurricanes and things like that. But also, you know, they're just being ripped off. So what is he doing? I mean, and the number one leading cause of death among children in Florida is bullets. So what's he doing? He's trying to ban drag shows and books. Not bullets, drag shows and books. And, you know, this editorial says he's making it seem as though there's a serious problem of children regularly attending drag shows. There isn't such a problem. He's using our money to jet migrants from states, not his, to other states, again, not his. You know, it's a cynical calculation, and there are real victims to DeSantis' politics. And they know, you know, the, so much light and air to DeSantis' political gyrations, it draws attention away from the things he's not doing. In other words, Ron DeSantis is a crummy governor, according to Floridians, or at least according to this op-ed in the Miami Herald. Regular people's increasing inability to afford houses or rents, the legislature's continuing refusal to help low-income people by expanding Medicaid, even though the feds would pick up 93% of the bill. They're pointing it all out and going, you know, DeSantis isn't even a good governor. He's just a showman. Amen.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But that said, as Donald Trump demonstrated, that's how you win elections if you're a Republican. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, my husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as
the Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a vow from EPA Administrator Michael Regan on a visit to the site of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
We are absolutely going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable, and I can promise you that.
Some locals report sore throats, breathing problems, and rashes. President Biden has addressed those three UFOs shot down over the U.S. and Canada last weekend.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were. But nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
He says they were probably scientific research or weather balloons. Pennsylvania's freshman Democratic Senator John Fetterman has checked himself into Walter Reed Medical Center to be treated for depression. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
He had a stroke, and after stroke certainly increases in a pretty dramatic way the incidence of depression.
He suffered that stroke last May. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom!
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with over 150 million plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get home projects done right. Now, Louise and I, a few years ago, bought a fixer-upper, and Angie sure helped fix things that needed to be repaired. Hassle-free, it was wonderful. Angie gets the stress that comes from home projects that they can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish, plus upfront project pricing so you know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. It's A-N-G-I.com, Angie.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Howard in New York City. Hey, Howard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, put on your creative, imaginative hat, because I'm going to go someplace I hope it's fun. I was born in 42. I retired in about 25 years ago. I had a very influential job. I was president of Citibank South Korea, and I was friendly with J.Y. Chung, who was the richest man in South Korea. He created Hyundai Shipbuilding, Hyundai Auto. I had dinner a few times with H.W. Bush and Colin Powell and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And if I were back there then, so I guess this is directed at billionaires or celebrities that have contacts and influence, I would have spent a year or two doing the following to try and fix the cultural problems that we have in the country. The cultural problems, I mean, the MAGAs, the fascists, the crazy Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. My idea was that if we had something to, a network of some kind, a communication network to counter these things and to counter Fox, but it can't be partisan, because if we come up with a left broadcast network, well, so what? Everybody's going to keep fighting. But I had access, not access, but I knew somebody, again, years ago, who wanted to use Albert Einstein's name as part of a venture. And so what I would try, and that's very hard to do. You have to go to Hebrew University and pay $1 million, and they have to love the reason. Mm-hmm. I would have set up an Albert Einstein sort of a video encyclopedia of fact versus fiction, and I try to make it very interesting for the first many months. In other words, it's easy to make it interesting. For example, we could show somebody playing Pythagoras, who actually was the first one to discover that the Earth was had a circumference, or set up a voice. You know, when you go on a train, the Doppler effect. Mm-hmm. The train goes away, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of interesting things you could do. But then what you really want to get into is the things that I just mentioning about the fascists and the Republicans. I would put up when Trump said that he lost the election and there was fraud, the AP investigated six states and find only, I think, 450 votes that could have been fraudulent. But I would encourage somebody to put up, however you do it, an Albert Einstein, the most, I don't know, popular name ever existing, so that people will come to this spot like they come to TikTok, which got 1 billion users in 5 years. We need something, someplace for people to go to find fact and not fiction. Mm-hmm. And that's my, and I believe so much in this idea, I would have spent a year, I would have not have retired, I would have spent a year or two trying to make it happen. But you have to remember, to, you know, having a contact like H.W. Bush and the Hyundai guy gives you a different perspective. you can reach anybody on the phone. You mentioned those names. You know, if I needed money, I would call Mackenzie Bezos or Melinda Gates, and I could get them on the phone, but not by me, but by using those names.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, if there are any celebrities or any billionaires around, I bet 2 years of my life that setting up an Albert Einstein network of communication, like you sort of set up TikTok, everybody goes to it for fact versus fiction.
No, I got it. You're starting to get redundant here, Howard, but yeah, it's spot on. And, you know, maybe somebody's listening who will be inspired by your idea. I like it. Howard, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. What an interesting life you've had, too. Carol in Hemet, California. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Yes. In Iowa, a bill is quickly progressing to lower the age of child labor, lower the age for children to work. And
to 14.
They want to put them in mining, logging, meat packing.
Right, and they're selling this by saying it's for the family farm, you know, but that's BS.
And then also that the companies can't be sued if they get hurt, if they get sick, if they die. But very quickly, if I may have a few seconds, I've been thinking about the students killed in Michigan. Mm. And my ex-sister-in-law, her daughter died 5 months before she finished her studies. And because my sister-in-law had signed off on her financial aid form, which most students, their parents have to, or their grandma on Social Security or whoever is, you know, they're staying with, living with, she had to pay back the student loan for her dead daughter.
Right.
So I was weeping, thinking about, is that going to happen to those parents?
Yes, it is. And this is another reason why.
Everything else.
This is another reason why, just like with cars, everyone who owns a gun should have to have liability insurance. You should have to prove the insurance, just like with a car, that you have it before you're allowed to take possession of the gun. Because if the shooter had liability insurance for those guns that he had, then the parents, the families of the children that he shot, that he killed, would at least be able to pay off the student loans, like you point out, and, you know, burial expenses and everything else. Had those people been killed by a malicious driver driving, or a drunk driver driving a car into them, they would have gotten liability insurance. But because it was a gun, they're exempted from that, you know, and so there's nothing for them.
These days, people, all the time, I have people coming, knocking on the door, some are real, some are not, or people standing out in the street trying to raise funds for burials. So let alone your child's student debt.
Yeah.
It's just,
Yeah, thank you, Carol. It is wrong. It's just, there's no other word to describe. Well, there's lots of words to describe it, but that's a good one. Tom in Fairfax, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today? Tom in Fairfax? Watching on YouTube, going once, going twice. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I want to talk about the derailment in Palestine, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out to the people in that area.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how this is all working, but I was watching J.D. Vance on Hannity the other night, and he was talking about how money's been spent already to fix the problem, which it hasn't. He's lying on his teeth. But who actually is responsible for the rail, and who is actually responsible for maintaining the rail, which is that like a federal highway?
No, the rails are privately owned in the United States. So
the rails are privately owned in the United States?
This was another innovation of the Reagan administration. There were a lot of rails that were owned and maintained by the states. I mean, you know, when Lincoln built the Transcontinental Railroad to help with the Civil War materials, that was all owned by the government. You know, by the various, actually, I believe the various states took possession of it. But over the years, what's happened is that virtually all the rail in the United States is owned by private companies. It's one of the problems Amtrak has. Amtrak has trains that are capable of going 160 miles an hour. But on the Northeast Corridor, which is the most heavily traveled Amtrak route in the country, they don't travel more than 80 miles an hour because the rails are so old and out of date and poorly maintained because they're owned by these private corporations that don't want to invest the money in fixing them. So the federal government can regulate the rails, but they can't mandate, you know, upgrades and things and, you know, force the companies to fix those things. Similarly with the air brakes, you know, the Norfolk Southern had, you know, a couple of years ago was bragging about these new brakes, these new electronic brakes that cut braking time by 60%. Had they had those brakes on this train, it wouldn't have derailed the way it did. Or at least that's the speculation that I'm reading, you know, in the papers. I'm not an expert on this, but they didn't want to install it on the trains because it was expensive. And, you know, this is the Department of Transportation, this Pete Buttigieg's area. And he doesn't look like he's showing any inclination to seriously regulate the railroads, which may have something to do with, you know, presidential aspirations and donations. I don't know. Color me cynical when it comes to politicians who don't support regulating industries. But that's the story, Ed. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, and it did. And then I haven't heard anything about the conductor or about anybody that's been killed. I'm sure there's some people that have perished. I'm surprised more people haven't been interviewed in the town itself.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has died yet, but, you know, the other shoe that's going to drop is going to drop in, you know, a couple of years down the road when, you know, cancers, particularly liver cancer, starts, you know, from vinyl chloride, starts showing up because the railroad made the decision that instead of, you know, taking 2 or 3 days and bringing in other railroad cars and transferring the chemicals from the derailed cars into the other cars, which would block rail traffic for a couple of days, which would lose them millions of dollars. Instead of doing that, they just went in and blew up the train cars. They called it a controlled explosion, which put all that poison into the atmosphere. And now, you know, the poisons are raining down on communities, on that community and communities downwind of there. And that will produce cancers, and those cancers won't show up for a couple of years. So that's when we're going to see the deaths from this. And you know, again, there's probably no way to sue these companies for it because they're regulated and the regulations aren't, frankly, stringent enough. So, Ed, I got to run. Thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, back with your calls in just a second.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a...
goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You know, I get one great night's sleep after another. So does Louise, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. And even though Valentine's Day has passed, there's still great gifts. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to me. And Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and most responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you will sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth. Seriously, just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 53 minutes past the hour, 7 minutes before the hour. Kitty in Delray Beach, Florida. Hey, Kitty, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I first wanted to say the gentleman that was talking about that Einstein project, I liked that because I like people who think about solutions and not just, you know, bitching all the time. Like, I like progressive thinking, so I think we need more of him.
I'm with you.
But I wanted to tell you about the state of Florida. For all those people in this country wanting to move to this great state, they should know that we have the most polluted water in all of the country. We're the bottom, number 50.
Really? And, are you talking tap water?
Yes. Water. So tap. Waterways, just water, drinking water, everything.
Oh.
So the reason why is because the majority of this country's phosphate mines have been here in this state, and phosphate is naturally radioactive. Well, when these companies have closed up shop and they leave their tanks and their pools sitting there, eventually they break down. Eventually there's natural disasters and it gets into our groundwater. And we have more aquifers in this state than the whole country. And so our state is really, it shouldn't be the sunshine state, it should be the water state, because we are all about water here. And so when these plants, you know, these companies, they're holding up tanks and ponds break and it goes down, the taxpayer has to pay for it. And then the politicians do their thing and then they sweep it under the rug and nobody knows about it. Wow. So when you see what's going on in Ohio, when you think about their disaster unfolding, I say, we have Piney Point here. Nobody talks about that. Yeah. That water was discharged and now it's in our aquifers. Our water is destroyed.
And your water is radioactive. Amazing, kid.
And radioactive, yes. But you wouldn't know that because we talk about pronouns here. So if you want your kid to be educated in a state that has the pronouns right, come right down to Florida. But if you don't want to get cancer or drink toxic water, maybe move to another state where they actually care about that kind of thing.
Right, I get it. Kitty, thank you. Thanks for the flag. Thanks for the heads up on that. That was a great one. That another great example of Ron DeSantis not governing. Patricia in Cleveland, North Carolina. Hey, Patricia, we've got about a minute here.
Hey,
until the end of the show.
Okay, Tom, how are you?
I'm well.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, I'm a Democrat. I want to know something. Why isn't Pete Buttigieg in East Palestine?
Good question.
Why is he not? I mean, the guy has been, come on now. I mean,
why didn't he come down hard on the airlines after they screwed all those people?
I don't know. Understand why. You know what? I'm telling you, I'm getting a little sick and tired of, my God in heaven, the guy has not done anything since he's been that our transportation guy.
Well, he does great job of putting down Republicans on Fox News. So you got to give him credit for that. He's a really smart guy, and he knows how to talk.
My concern is that he wants to
run for president, and he's hoping that these industries will be donors to his campaign. That's
right,
because he's
what?
A neoliberal.
But he's laughing. He's laughing at the balloons coming by, and he's also laughing about. Hey, everything's, what about the white construction
worker? I don't know
that
he's laughing about it. I think Pete Buttigieg is genuinely concerned. You know, I'm not that cynical. But I would like to see him. I mean, he's running a regulatory agency. Regulate, for God's sake. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, never forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires participation or it doesn't work, and that means you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a great afternoon. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.